You're the best.
Go on, Tina.
Tina Turner.
It's the way to start your Tuesday. It's a Wednesday.
Except it's a Wednesday, but it still would have been a good Tuesday start. But it's a good Wednesday start. Tina Turner, simply the best. What was it you said out by the canteen there? Book the camper van.
Book the camper van. We're going. We're going to
the Euros.
Where are
we going again?
We're going to the... It's all over Europe.
That's exactly... I don't know where we're going.
We might
going.
Even get the match that stay. That's in Ireland. You never know.
Yeah.
So there you are. Yeah. Well done, Ireland, last night. What a great performance. It was so nice to see the Irish team not be crap. I mean, that's...
I'm going to hold my hands up and fess up to the fact that I missed the game. I didn't watch the game last night, I have to confess. And that's probably sinful, but I was a little bit disenchanted after the whole Gibraltar experience.
Well, I don't blame you.
I couldn't really bring myself to do it. And then I missed out, so it's my own fault. I got it back in the face there because I missed out, apparently. Apparently we were fantastic in the first half.
It was actually great. I missed out as well now. I met a fella, a friend of mine in Dunleary yesterday. The guy who edited Naked Camera all those years ago.
Yeah.
And we're sitting down. He says, well, do you want to go for a smiddly fizzy? Yeah. And he says, we'll go for a smiddly fizzy. And he was on his way into the match. And of course, I had the ticket and all.
Yeah.
And he goes, would you not come in? I was there, ah. They're crap, man. You know?
Call a spade a spade.
Yeah, they're really... Yeah. Like, I have to get up off
so
five.
So you didn't even go for the excuse of, like, you know, oh, no, I'd love to go, but I have to go and do this.
Or, no.
No, you just literally
just
came
there.
Out with, no, but that,
I have to get
crap.
Up off five, and they're really... They're a bit crap, man. Like, that was...
Yeah.
You know... I don't want, like, I know it's a waste of the ticket.
It was more entertaining watching the names coming off the Gibraltar shirts
was,
than the football.
It was. The wind was the best part of the match, right? It was. And I didn't go in. And then I was genuinely surprised how brilliant the performance was. Now, Magic Mike.
Particularly first half, I believe.
Yeah, particularly. They ran out of legs, to be fair, they ran. But that was because they were playing attacking football.
Yeah, it was good to
see. You know, you're always
going to
run out of legs. So it was brilliant to see. Magic Mike were going to get nothing out of today. He had a bit of drama.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, we might even get him.
He was
to tell
at the game, though.
Yeah, but
he drama at the game.
At the of getting home.
Oh, brilliant, fantastic.
He didn't get into like 12:30 last night.
Oh,
it was a late one.
That's
very late.
Now.
Yeah,
oh, he's gonna be. Oh man, he'd be like a porcupine today.
He will. Yeah, he'd be very spicy.
We should actually put up one of those crime scene tapes around him.
I think we
so
should.
The people leave
this man alone. Not only did he endure 90 minutes of Ireland. He couldn't get home. Yeah, he was. There was the tunnel was closed down when they were trying to get back, and there was roadworks, and he took a wrong turn. He thought they forgot when they were midway between the two bridges here. If you're not familiar with it,
actually,
Samuel Beckett Bridge and the Easling Bridge. You can't walk directly from the Grand Canal to Easling. They thought they could. They ended up walking around Ringsend there. It was a disaster.
Actually,
so he had a long night.
When Mike does things with the Ireland team, they do tend to become adventures.
They do.
Because he went to an away game.
Yeah.
And I think he took in about 8 countries
I think,
to get there.
I think he was hitchhiking through Mongolia and everything.
Yeah. Right, we might catch up with him later on.
I think
find
we
out
should.
There
was
that.
A bit of drama now. He endured it. He went through a lot. Yeah.
Fantastic.
It was a tour of duty to see them last night.
087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to get us on the old WhatsApp this morning. Birthdays on the way. I've only 3 at the moment, really.
Oh, that'll do. That's all I need.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Focus.
If Ireland can win, so can I.
There you go. That's David Guetta, Kelly Rowland, and When Love Takes Over here at Classic.
I always thought it was Winner Takes Over.
What?
I always thought the song was Winner Takes Over.
When Love Takes Over.
Yeah, yeah. I always thought it was Winner Takes Over. Yeah, I always thought that was the name of it.
That would probably make more sense.
Yeah.
Right, come here, just before we do the birthdays, can I just point out a magnificent text in from Greg in Ballinasloe.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Who has just texted in to say, it's a wonder Ray Darcy didn't put on a special show to allow PJ to get out of going to the match. That's his go-to excuse for not going to stuff these days.
Greg in Ballinasloe, I think that's the text of the month competition right there.
You've nailed it, Greg, buddy. You've nailed it. Well done.
Right,
are you ready for a few birthdays?
Let's do it, yeah. Let's do
okay,
this.
Okay, where will we start?
Where will we start?
Here, we'll start with this bloke, okay? This fella.
I refuse your question.
Why?
Because I refuse your question. I'm not your slave and you're not my master. You can't make me dance to your tune.
I'm not a monkey. I can't make you answer anything. I'm asking you interesting questions.
And I'm saying I refuse. I don't want to talk about what you want to talk about. I don't want to talk about the implications of violence.
No, it's my job to try and ask you to.
And I'm shutting your butt down.
And that's...
Who in the name
He's a nice interview, isn't he?
He's a great interview, isn't he? Look at him.
That is Quentin Tarantino.
Is that Quentin Tarantino? What did he get so upset about there?
Because all your man asked him about was the correlation between film violence and actual violence. You know what I mean?
Oh,
did he believe
yeah.
there was a correlation between sort of seeing violence in movies and all that
yeah.
and violence happening in the real world?
And he got tick about
it. He got all mad tick about
it. He got tick. That's unbelievable. Yeah. He got all tick about it.
He got all
it's a normal question you'd have thought, wouldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah. Now, in fairness, I suppose Tarantino does get it asked of him.
Many times. The poor film director who makes violent movies gets asked about them.
That's what I was going to say.
How does he so
does make a lot of violent movies.
Oh, it must be terrible to do interviews about violent movies and then not be asked about violent movies.
Exactly.
Oh, how does he survive it? I never knew he was that thick about things.
He got a bit thick there, yeah.
I never understand that now. He's never understand why people get thick about being asked questions. I know you get asked the same questions over and over again.
Yeah.
But that's the gig. That's part of doing the media bit.
Yeah, exactly.
They're selling the movies.
He actually goes on in that thing and he says, yeah, man, this is to sell my movie. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here to sell my movie.
Is there any violence in your movie, you tick? Because I'm guessing it's not a rom-com if you made it. You know what I mean? I doubt it's called Pulp Factory, Pulp Frenchies. You know what I mean? Get out of it. Unbelievable.
Quentin Tarantino.
Who knew he was that thick about things? That's brilliant. Right, what age is he though? I'm going to say he's like 57.
Oh! 56,
oh,
man. 56.
God.
Right, okay.
Well, I'm not asking your question anymore. I'm not answering any more of these questions. I don't want to play this game anymore.
Yeah, I'm not dancing to your birthday tune.
I'm not a monkey. I'm not your birthday monkey. You do something else. I'm going to guess their star signs from now on.
Right, okay, tell you what, let's move on to something that you're equally familiar with, as well as violent movies.
Yeah.
We all know how well you do when it comes to motorsport.
Oh, here we go, he's going to like a finiget on me again.
Ex-Formula 1 driver, David Coulthard.
Yeah, can I once again say, it's the motorbike end that I'm really into. He keeps like...
It's motorsport, isn't it?
He keeps dropping me into this thing and then saying, big fan of you'll be a big fan of this fella. And then he mains some fella, I don't know, used to... race go-karts and Antrim or something. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know who he is.
David Coulthard, though, you'd know from that extraordinary
Coulthard,
chin.
Yeah. The Canadian.
The Coulthard chin.
Yeah. He's Canadian, wasn't he? Was that? Oh, no,
what?
That was the other lad. No,
he's Scottish, wasn't
Scottish,
he?
Scottish, yeah. Beg your pardon, yeah. Who was the Canadian? I can't remember now.
Cliff Thorburn.
Oh, jeepers. Although, I'll tell you something. The day they make snooker... a motorsport is the day I'm getting into it.
That'd be fantastic.
With two lads in the back of a pickup truck trying to do a good break, get 147
as you go around some mad S bend.
That'd be great, crack. Right, and here comes the chicane. Right. So
would you? You weren't a fan in the David Coulthard
days.
I
would have watched it a bit, yeah, but I wouldn't have been a big fan. Like it would have been. I had a passing interest in it.
Yeah.
Probably know more about it now, which is unfortunate. Right, so what? Coulthard, he's 54.
Yeah, he kind of does a bit of commentary. 48.
Yeah, see, like this is what I'm talking about. You know, this is what happens.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm making it easier.
You should shut this interview down.
That's it. He's making me his monkey. That's what he's done. He's practically putting me in nappies and putting me in an ad for tea.
Well, there is only one thing left to do. When in doubt, go to a diva.
Yeah.
You do like your divas.
I do love a diva. I do.
You do love a good diva.
I do.
And they don't get much bigger a diva than Mariah Carey.
Oh, go on, Mariah.
Mariah.
Mariah Carey, who is absolutely one of the best divas ever. Brings her own table to sign autographs on around the world with her. How brilliant is that?
Have you ever seen the thing inside her apartment in, I suppose it's New York or whatever
no,
it is?
No, I don't know.
Oh, my God. It's just ridiculous.
Just so salubrious.
Like, yeah, just like... you know, a billion shoes and, you know...
I'd love a billion shoes. Now, me own, not hers.
But it's just incredible, man.
Yeah.
It's like... Oh, yeah. It has
money
to be believed.
Unreal, isn't it?
Yeah.
All I want for Christmas is you and a billion shoes.
And a billion shoes.
That's all I want.
And handbags.
Yeah.
And dresses. And me own table to sign autographs on.
I got to say, Mariah Carey is... She's like not that much older. She's like 46.
Oh, 49.
Ah, fart.
49.
Fart to it anyway. It wasn't my morning.
No, it wasn't.
That's I'm all confused after Ireland last night. You know, that's the things went wrong. You know what I mean? Ireland did well. It meant that the world was upside down. It meant I had to do something kind of bad today.
Yeah.
I'll take the hit. I'll take the hit for Ireland.
You had to be the yin to their yang.
I did, yeah, yeah.
They did really well. You let the side down.
Well, it's a bit harsh, but yeah, I'll take the hit. Ireland needs me to not do well at the birthdays.
And that's your news at Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Thanks a million, Tara. 6:33, your fan club are out in force this morning.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, yeah. I'll just let me... there's no name attached to this. They obviously want to remain anonymous.
Does it count if you're anonymous?
It's a bit like a Valentine.
Oh, okay.
Because it says, morning lads, must say Tara brightens up the morning with the way she reads the news. So happy and joyful.
Jeepers, I didn't even know you had good news stories.
I was just going to say, I'm not sure you're meant to be happy and joyful when you're
talking about Brexit. Yeah. And the economy nosediving, yeah. And Donald Trump being the most popular he's been this year.
Yeah. None of those things are reasons for happy and joyful.
I suppose it's all open to interpretation, isn't
that
it?
That could be it.
Anyway, I guess so.
I don't know who that was that sent it in, but look, they're out in force.
It's a Donald Trump loving Brexiteer who just loves your happy news stories.
I aim to please.
What is, by the way, we haven't had a butter index in a while.
Funnily enough, this morning it was because we're having a bit of a warm spell.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
temperatures
it's lovely,
today
yeah.
between 11 and 15 degrees.
Oh,
I went, you know, out for my walk yesterday again, you know, down to a t-shirt
yeah,
in the park.
It's brilliant.
The butter is firm.
I don't
understand that either. It is controversial. If anyone can offer any scientific explanation.
It's not the same butter since Christmas, is it?
No, it's not. It's a new one that came out of the fridge yesterday.
All right. Well, then, unless it's still got a bit of fridge.
Mind you, this is the same sort of dilemma that you have, PJ, believing that it's possible to be frosty in the morning but still be a lovely day.
Ludicrous. This is nonsense. Yeah. This is just mad mountain talk.
Maybe PJ's onto something. Maybe this is rather, you know, mysterious, and maybe there is some other force at play. Why, during a warm spell, is my butter hard?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Wow.
Was it in the mountains? It wasn't in the back of Jim's car.
I don't live in Narnia, no.
Yeah, yeah. Wasn't like in whatever.
Well, I don't know. There's a Netflix special in it, though. I mean, if you know, just added to the alien controversy.
What a mad country we live in, though. Like, it can be warm on one side of the road.
Yeah.
I can.
You know what I mean?
And literally, the road that we work on is absolute evidential fact of that. You can be freezing going to the spa shop next door. You can cross the road and it's beautiful.
Yeah. Glorious.
You see the neighbours out sunbathing and you're in your jacket because you're in the shade. It's just a mad country the way.
You're going to have to move your butter out, I'm afraid. That's the only answer.
I am.
Your butter is going to have to move to a new location.
Yeah. Like, just put it on the floor.
Into the butter protection program.
Go by Jim's thing, it's all about elevation. If you put it on the floor, it'll be melted tomorrow. If you hold it over your head, you'll have a block of ice.
I shall try that experiment and get back to you tomorrow.
Tell you something. They say there's no science in this show, eh? There's no...
That's what you're called all the time, because you're sort of tall. You know what I mean? Must be that bit of an ice cap on you.
Crazy from Niles Barkley and New Order with True Faith just ahead of that. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 27th of March, almost 18 minutes to 7. Good to have you with us, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. If you want to give us a shout for any reason, you'll need that number a bit later on because we'll give you another opportunity to get in to win yourself Spice Girls tickets.
Spice Girls.
The added date has been the 24th, I think. Yeah, 24th of May at Croke Park. The added date has been added.
Amazing.
That's amazing.
The added date is added.
It's unusual the way the added date was added.
But anyway,
they go on sale this Friday and we have them for you to win before you can even buy them. We'll give you another opportunity to make sure your name is in that draw a bit later on. So stick around. We'll tell you what to do. In the meantime, English Sheen has been on. Beautiful morning, he says. Happy hump day from JP, who was enjoying the little example of rehearsals that went on for Sweet Sausage there recently. I'm not sure if that was your trumpet episode with Dave.
It probably was
yesterday's little Facebook
has that
episode.
Gone up yet? Who knows? It's one or the other anyway. But we're training hard now. We're back at it. We're back in rehearsals. We were doing a bit there yesterday.
Yeah, and he also caught the after show at the weekend there as well. By the way, if you haven't heard that, the after show this weekend. Oh, it's our last from last weekend. If you haven't heard it, yes, wherever you get your podcast.
What's the belt? I haven't heard it.
Well, it was the one that involved a little bit of dream analysis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I tell you something, PJ Gallagher's dreams have to be heard to be believed. So honestly, trust me, check it out. It's on Facebook or wherever you get your podcasts, PJ and Jim's After Show. It's dramatic stuff, isn't it?
Oh, I tell you, the intensity is unbelievable.
Oh, I tell you.
And the unanswered tension of it all.
How you were able to reveal those dreams.
I don't know. I really don't know. It's the unanswered tension that really gets you, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, some of those dreams are unbelievable. One of them I was just driving around the roundabout there trying to decide what exit it was. I couldn't figure it out. The drama was unbelievable.
You know, somebody actually sent me, a friend of mine who listened to it, actually sent me a suggestion that we get... I think he was a bloke that used to be an RTE. I think he used to be a newsreader or something. And he does dream analysis.
You're joking. Yeah. We should definitely do that.
Yeah, I'll show you the message. And I thought, I don't know. Where would the man even begin with your dreams? I mean...
Well, you'd start...
I don't want to give too much away. You need to listen to the after show, but...
I mean, suppose you'd start at finding out the price of an ice cream. Considering that seemed to be the source of the anxiety in the whole dream.
Well, in one of them.
You know.
Certainly was.
Definitely the biggest nightmare of it anyway. I'll tell you something, nothing much, very frightening when you realise how much you're paying for ice cream in a dream.
Yeah, and people think they have problems. Anyway, Darren is from Crumlin, but he's on his way to Belfast, listening in. Safe driving to you. No frost today. A balmy 5 degrees in Bird Hill, apparently.
Oh, very good.
Story boys from Newtown Shandrum, roll on the weekend for camping and fishing from Dan 2.0.
On the sketchy roads of Newtown Shandrum.
And that's perfect as well, camping and fishing.
Yeah.
Where I went camping and fishing too.
And I caught nothing but a cold and a flu. Hopefully you have a decent
good
old
man,
trip,
Dan.
Now.
Good man. Right, what else have we got? English Lee. English Lee is turning into the original Dan as well.
He is, yeah, he's getting cranky.
You know the way there's Nice Dan 2.0?
Yeah.
And then there's...
Cranky Dan.
And then there was Cranky Dan,
yeah,
right?
Now there's Cranky... Well, now he's...
English Lee is like the cranky version of English Ian.
He is.
English Ian's the nice guy. And English Lee...
He's the cranky one.
Oh, he's a moany sod.
He's the cranky one,
he
yeah.
He is, yeah, yeah, yeah. Lads, you say the English get carried away, but you Irish are bad. Both our games are just 1-0 scraps.
Yeah, we know that. That's the
point. I think you might have missed the irony of it.
We were revelling
in our shitness.
Book the camper van was us being quite sarcastic about the carry-on. I don't think... I mean, look, we'll do our best.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But so I think there's stiffer tests to come, you might say.
We all know the way it works for Ireland to get into a Euros.
Because... Yeah. We have remembered, in fairness, the last time we came up against Denmark.
Oh, my God.
They only beat us the 5-0.
Yeah.
So obviously we're optimistic.
Yeah, well that's... And then we have to play Switzerland, who seem to be as good as them.
And mind you, I suppose, you have to take it from English Lee. He's a Liverpool fan as well.
Well, so
he
there you
he
go.
Doesn't that, really understand football.
That's his problem, you see. Spite first. It's always about the anger, isn't it?
Always about the anger.
Oh, I'll tell you something.
Morning to Margaret. Jason Bourne apparently was at the game last night.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Which one? Jason Bourne, the football player, or Jason Bourne, me mate, the comedian, I wonder?
Your mate, the comedian, I would have said. Somebody made it sound as though that, like... What, is Jason not a big football fan?
Oh, no, he would be, yeah.
Right.
I'm just wondering which one. You know, the Shelbourne, Jason Bourne, or Jason... Comedy. I shouldn't have said that. I've ruined the moment. It was going really well. We were all enjoying ourselves, and then I had to throw it.
Right, well, listen, redeem yourself.
I'll stick in the ointment.
Redeem yourself there and wish Harry Brown.
Harry Brown.
It's his 10th birthday today.
Happy birthday, Harry Brown. Double digits. Well done. Happy birthday, Harry Brown. It's a big one. Make sure they spoil you.
He's going over to Liverpool at the weekend.
Hopefully that doesn't work out for you, but you know what I mean? I'm hoping you have a great birthday anyway.
He's going over to see the Liverpool Spurs game. So enjoy it and lots of love from your mum and dad, Harry Brown.
Right, well, Harry Brown.
You may know me.
Remember Harry Kane.
From Cork City.
You should be spotting Harry Kane. That's what I'm saying to you, Harry Brown. He's a man of your own name there.
Yeah. I think it's too late because I think Antoinette's a big Liverpool fan.
Again, Harry.
His ma.
This is your chance to get out.
Yeah.
This is your chance.
Yeah. You can make a break for it, Harry.
You can
Harry.
Be a Bowes man and.
Can you imagine that? Imagine Harry Brown going home to Antoinette and Pardy and going, I've got something to confess.
Yeah.
I'd like to come out as a Spurs fan and a Bowes fan.
Harry, you know what to do. It's your birthday. They can't tell you to stop. You can do whatever you want.
Anyway, enjoy us. Jacques Villeneuve apparently is the guy you were trying
That's
to think
it was,
of earlier.
The Canadian, yeah. Because I remember when the PlayStation game of Formula 1 came out, the original one. It was a great game. But Jacques Villeneuve hadn't given his permission to have his name used, like all the others. So they had to refer to him constantly in the game as, and it's the Canadian!
That was it?
Yeah, that was it.
Oh my God. They didn't even make up a name or anything.
No,
I suppose you couldn't, that'd make it worse.
Yeah,
maybe.
They just says, and it's the Canadian!
That's Cliff Thorburn!
Yeah. And that was the only way he could ever be referred to, so that's why I couldn't get his name.
And somebody's pointed out as well that Guy Martin apparently is back road racing this year.
Ah, well, that's good. He's a bit of character, but he'll never win a senior, so good luck with that.
Right, if you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008, you get us on WhatsApp. As I say, the Spice Girls tickets are the chance to get involved in the draw to win those Spice Girls tickets. That's on the way. Know Who the Man, that's been won, but we're waiting the arrival, the re-arrival of the hit bit.
Yeah.
That's coming soon. Breakfast Table quiz, of course, a bit later on. Still very winnable because it's only eight to beat.
Yeah.
Crack and break for four people up for grabs on that. And also... I've forgotten what else we were going to talk about.
Well, the good thing is that English Lee has come back, and to prove he's not cranky, he's come back even more cranky than he was earlier on. Lads, how dare you call me a Liverpool supporter? I just hate United. I'm a Reading supporter. Well, that's your source of your problem.
He's
then,
a Reading supporter.
Yeah. And he goes,
well, then how can he voice an opinion about football?
And then and then he sums it all up at the end by going, and I'm really nice.
Yeah. 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 nothing proves the point more than if you have to say to people, I'm really nice, you know. So I am a really, really nice guy.
So shut up.
Yeah.
And damn United.
Yeah, Shania Twain, that don't impress me much here at Classic Hits. 5 to 7, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And as promised on the way after 7 o'clock, we'll give you exact details of how you can get your hands potentially on a set of tickets to go and see the Spice Girls. That's on the way. Yesterday it was Listening for Tune. What'll it be today? Who knows, including PJ and myself, because we haven't asked Mike yet.
No, but it'll definitely be the Spice Girls. We know that much. We're pretty sure it's going to be a Spice Girls song.
Yeah.
So if you hear the Spice Girls, I would text the word Spice.
This is definitely going to be a song, yeah? It's not going to be a little kind of competition at or.
But you know something? I'll backtrack on all of that. I haven't a clue what's going on. I'm doing my best. I'm making assumptions I shouldn't make. So we'll figure it out for you. What we do know is that we'll be putting you into the draw.
Yeah.
And we know
that we will tell you about it after 7 o'clock. We do know.
I got it. Yeah. I poured terribly yesterday when I announced the winner of the tickets. Poor woman jumped over her skin. Only for me to go, oh, sorry, I didn't mean that.
I was only putting you in the draw.
You're in the draw for the tickets. There you go.
As you might have heard yesterday, we're going to be on the lookout for your unpopular opinions today. This could be a can of worms now that we may regret opening.
I know, it's gas, though. You know the way I say a lot of things here and people say, japers, you're aegis, whatever. When I was put on the spot after the show yesterday, I couldn't really think of many unpopular opinions I have.
Really?
Yeah, not
opinions
really.
Opinions that only you have, that nobody else shares.
Yeah, I don't know. Does coleslaw count? Would that count as an unpopular opinion?
Yeah, potentially.
That it's basically the saliva of Satan and shouldn't be used as a food.
Potentially that would count as an unpopular opinion.
Would it, yeah? There's still fans of that guffy silage out there,
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Blondie and Maria here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. 7:10. Morning to you folks, and thanks for hanging out with us. Good to have you along. Thank you for waking up happy. If you want to give us a shout, 087-188-0008, that's our WhatsApp number. Just like Paddy the Chippy has been on to say, morning lads, only heard about the after show show. Only heard it, sorry, the after show show for the first time on Friday.
All right.
It's wild. Absolutely brilliant. Had me in tears. See, now there is a popular opinion.
I'm glad he said brilliant because it's wild, had me in tears, could have meant a different thing altogether.
Could be.
So there you go, but that is an unpopular opinion, you're dead right. Fair play to you, thank you very much.
And to be fair as well, it's the kind of thing that if you haven't heard the after show show and you're trying to get, well, like what could be different to the show, it's kind of like, it's PJ Gallagher on steroids.
Oh, japers.
Now not obviously actually on steroids, but
no,
it's basically...
I don't know where to get them.
It's unleashing PJ Gallagher. There's no restrictions on him because it's the wild, wild west of the internet. And so he has no sort of broadcasting restrictions on him.
Yeah, Jim McCabe's not there at all, of course.
And
look at him painting himself out in the picture.
I'm only there to sort of... I'm a facilitator.
Yeah, right. When you listen to it now, you'll hear that. That's a lot of old pony is what that is. I can tell you that much.
Anyway, well worth checking it out, the after show show. It's always good crack doing it. And you can get it wherever you get your podcasts, wherever you sort of, if you listen to podcasts at all, if you
iTunes, Podbean, Google search,
it's on
all those things, you know.
And it's on our Facebook page as well. But as I say, that opinion, that's a popular opinion, Paddy the Chippy.
Yeah,
Everybody shares that opinion.
I don't know if they do, but that's... I hope they do. It's just, it got us talking yesterday about unpopular opinions and stuff. And I'm starting to wonder if I'm a bit of contrarian here, because my opinions that I just went through, I just thought I'll try and write down a couple.
Right.
And then I couldn't stop myself. I went off on one.
And how do you know they're... How do you know loads of people don't necessarily agree with you? Maybe Mike and myself might actually agree with your opinions on something.
I don't think you do. I don't think you do.
I mean, obviously, look, you mentioned the coleslaw thing earlier on, and Derek and Swords disagrees straight away because he's in the middle of actually putting coleslaw on his cheese sandwiches.
But that's his problem, right? If he wants to live a disgusting life, that's his problem. He can do whatever he wants
well,
to
see,
do, right?
I mean, I like a bit of coleslaw.
Yeah. Of course, yeah. Like, it's almost the actions of a pervert to like coleslaw. I mean, honestly, it's absolutely
Mike, where do you stand on the coleslaw?
I love coleslaw.
Yeah, there well, yeah, go. I rest yeah. my case.
I mean...
So, I rest my case. Yeah.
So,
weirdos.
So we have established that one there is an unpopular opinion from PJ. Yeah,
well, yeah that's for sure, yeah.
I don't know. Okay, right, I've made a list, right?
Okay.
Also, I think if you put pineapple on a pizza, you should literally be arrested. It should be a crime.
Yeah, I don't like pineapple on pizza. Mike?
I love it.
You see, so this is where me and Mike realise we've nothing in common, right? This is one of these things.
It's Mike's unpopular opinion, that one.
Yeah, you know when you're looking at Instagram, by the way, and you see all these pictures of food and gym, right? You know them? And everybody hates that.
Yeah.
I love that. That's why I'm there.
To see pictures of food?
Yes.
And other people in gyms?
Yes, it gives me ideas of things that I might like in the future. I like pictures of food on Instagram. I'm sorry, I like them. It's why I'm there.
Sorry, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's.
I also think tomato.
I don't understand what's in somebody's head when they go, I must take a picture of me dinner.
Because you're showing
people your
dinner.
And put it up for everybody else to see.
Showing people your dinner.
But why does anybody want to see a dinner?
I want to see it. Grant, you don't want to see it. This is the point. Then everyone gets upset about it. There's weirdos like that out there. Me. And I like seeing what people are eating for dinner. I'm into it.
Okay.
I get ideas from I go, well, I might try that. I might make that. You know, and then you people, you probably go home, right? And you've cookbooks in your kitchen. And you find that acceptable. But God forbid you get a free picture of a dinner on the internet. No!
Yeah, but the free picture of the dinner doesn't tell you how to make it.
How do you know? You don't even look at them. You look at... Look.
Right, okay.
Anyway, I also think tomato ruins everything. There has never been a reason to put tomato near anything edible ever in the history of the world.
Tomato
was sloppy. Sweat,
I would agree
sludge.
With you. I would
That's
actually,
all it is.
I would actually agree with you on that. With the one small exception that on a BLT, it can be kind of... It's the only time a tomato is acceptable is part of a BLT.
Yeah, bacon, lettuce and terrible choice. That's all a BLT stands for. Bacon, lettuce and terrible choice. That's all it is. It just makes your bacon and lettuce sloppy, slippery and pointless.
Yeah, I'm not a tomato fan. And I always take them on. You know when they put them on burgers and places? Always take them off.
Oh yeah, the big giant slices.
Oh, for God's sake.
Do you not
this
like
UFO size tomato on your thing?
Do you not like the cherry ones, PJ?
No,
small fellas.
Oh, so stupid. Why would you have it? Just run your dinner under the sink instead of putting those things on it. If you want wet dinner.
Run your dinner under
That's all you just if you want wet dinner, just run it under the tap. You know what I mean? It's horrible.
Yeah, no, I'm not a tomato fan, but I have to say a sliver on a BLT for some reason works.
Not at all. Nonsense. And also, the best time to use your phone is at the dinner table. It stops you fighting with your family. It stops you talking to each other. You have something that genuinely gives you a distraction. It's if you want to chat, it gives you ideas of things to chat about. You know, it gives you information to bring up at the table.
Right.
The best time to use your phone. And then you get these weirdos. Put your phone down. We're having dinner together. Right, Grant. You want to fight? Let's fight. Fine. That's what you want to do.
I don't think it's obligatory Grant. That you have to fight if you're not looking at your phone.
Because families don't do
that.
You
could try getting on.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, right. You've already upset. So, who's this? Loves coleslaw. This is Louise. The best topping on a pizza is a pineapple, according to somebody.
I mean, this is the type of people that are lunatics. Lunatics everywhere. Yeah. These are the type of people that like swimming in the sea. And you know people that like swimming in the sea. You know what they are? Weirdos. You know the way people... It's so invigorating. It's only cold for a second and then your body warms up and you feel so much better for the rest of the day. No, you know how you feel better. Stay warm. Stay warm. Go to the pool. You know what I mean? Just stay warm. Have a shower. Sit in the sauna. Get into a jacuzzi. Fart your brains out. No one knows the difference. The sea is just... I don't understand why you would do that to yourself.
We have found one person to agree with you in relation to the tomatoes.
Yeah.
Ian agrees with you about tomatoes being disgusting.
Well, there you go. Thank God. Thank God, Ian. Is that English Ian? Cranky English
no,
Ian?
No.
Yeah, so...
This is Ian in Duleek.
Ian and Duleek. Fair play to Ian and Duleek. You know what you're talking about. You're one of us. Solidarity to the tomato-hating brother.
So is that the extent of your unpopular opinions?
No, not really.
I hate the Big Lebowski.
That's a terrible movie.
Yeah, I think this is probably going to annoy the two of you, right?
Oh, dear. Right, okay.
I actually think, this could cause problems. I don't like James Bond movies.
Oh,
I think they're crap.
I mean,
I don't know where to go.
Where?
With that.
It just that's.
I mean, if you cringe. Haven't said Titanic, obviously like, you were right.
I feel like he's just at the he's swearing. No, he's swearing on the radio.
I've wanted to say this for a while, and you were always both going on about it. Oh, this fella's better than the other fella. Who cares? They're all crap. It's over the top nonsense. I'm sorry, and
but
I wouldn't watch it.
It's James Bond.
It doesn't
it's
matter.
Classic it's literature.
No, literally, I'm telling you, lads. I think think they have to like it. Well, now it's time, gentlemen, to stand up and say you don't have to like it. It's crap.
Mike is starting a Me Too campaign about James Bond.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, blaming the patriarchy for James Bond and all. Wow. Talk about taking it to heart.
Wow, my God.
I don't like James Bond.
And sports cars.
A little bit hurt anyway.
And sports cars.
Yeah, they're impractical. They're stupid.
He's just picking on things now. I'm not.
I'm genuine, lads. If we're going to talk about it.
One fella in a sports car gave him a funny face. He probably decided that he hates the whole lot of them.
One bloke driving a sports car wearing a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Annoyed him once. And
he looked like James Bond. Yeah, he's just there. Right, that's it. I hate everything to do with that. End of story.
Jackie Wilson, I Get the Sweetest Feeling here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 22 minutes past 7 o'clock. It turns out that those controversial opinions that you guys thought you had are not that controversial at all.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of
to be honest with
I'm
you,
kind so of shocked they're not that unpopular, really.
Yeah, exactly. There were so-called unpopular opinions, right? The idea was, you know, if you held an opinion that you felt everybody else kind of disagreed with, that you were a lone voice in the wilderness with your opinion on something, that's what we're looking for. 087-188-0008 and get us on WhatsApp. But it turns out you're not alone, because Magic Mike has absolutely, well, he's invigorated a whole wrath of a whole raft of people.
Yes.
Who hate James Bond.
Brilliant.
There's
a plethora
of WhatsApps in about people who agree with you 100% that they never liked James Bond.
I'm delighted.
I just can't get my head around that.
It's extraordinary.
What do you watch for Christmas? what do you do?
Yeah.
With your time?
Likewise with you, Mr. Gallagher. It turns out that there's plenty of people in the world who despise coleslaw and tomatoes in equal measure.
Yeah.
As well.
Well, it's brilliant to hear. I'm so happy that there's a lot of it out there.
They're not really unpopular opinions at all. So we're still on the lookout for a genuinely unpopular opinion. Someone who genuinely feels they are a lone voice when it comes to their opinion on something.
Yeah, there you go. I thought I might be stirring up the cat among the pigeons in a way when I was saying I'd like to look at my phone during dinner. No, nobody disagreeing. It's all grand.
To be fair, there was one text that said, all joking aside, PJ is going to end up a lonely old man if he prefers looking at his phone rather than speaking to people.
Yeah, but the dinners are amazing. And you don't have to share with anyone. And there's always a dog.
So that's what we're on the lookout. Let's see if we can find somebody who genuinely feels they are a lone voice with their opinion on something
that nobody could possibly
agree. That nobody else kind of agrees with. If we can find one, that would be amazing.
So, that can't be right.
What?
Someone says they don't like cheese. Cheese!
Oh my God.
Nobody can not like cheese.
Well, who knows? I like cheese, but there might be somebody out there.
Cheese!
There's so many types.
There is so many types, the options are unending. I mean, pizza. Imagine not being able to eat a pizza because there's cheese on it. Oh, here, stop. There's something wrong with the person that doesn't like cheese. Like, that's a medical condition, right? That's a medical condition. That's some sort of, like, cheese intolerant. That's some lactose intolerant serious stuff there. That you need to see a doctor. There's something wrong with you if you don't like cheese. Seriously, you're in a bad way.
Maybe that'll do us. There's somebody who doesn't like potatoes.
Oh, for God's sake, you're just looking for attention now. Nobody doesn't like potatoes.
Well, obviously, this person doesn't.
Chips and all. Imagine not even eating the chips.
Why have we ended up on the whole food thing?
We always end up there, don't we? It always
comes
back
to food. Of all the opinions
to
have,
I think we always end up there in food, no matter what it is. Whatever we talk about, it always comes back.
Let's see if we can find one anyway. Let's see if we can find one genuinely unpopular opinion.
I tell you, look, somebody, there's always a smarty pants, isn't it? Look, there's Tony from the Underwater Rescue Unit. I feel alone in my opinion that PJ is absolutely terrible at the birthdays.
No, you're certainly not alone in that opinion, that's for sure. That's shared by most of the nation feel that, to be fairly honest with you.
Classic.
Mary J. Blige, Family Affair here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's almost 20 to 8. Reminder, Stop from the Spice Girls. That's the tune today you're listening for if you want to get in to win those tickets. Also, we've been taking your WhatsApps on unpopular opinions. If you feel you're a lone voice on something, you have an opinion on something, right? And you think you're the only one that has that opinion. Nobody else shares your opinion, right? Then that's what we're looking for this morning. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. Now, a lot of the stuff has been around food. And to be honest with you, like, there's always other people who share that opinion on food. But there is a couple of interesting ones in. Like this from Daryl and Clane in Kildare, right? I enjoy going to the dentist.
That's like, nobody is going to say the opposite to that. Nobody. Like, or that, I mean, not the opposite to that. We all say the opposite to that. No one's going to agree with that,
agree
surely.
With that. Because, yeah, you wouldn't necessarily enjoy whatever about...
What is there to enjoy? It's like you turn up and there's a man in a white coat. Well, did they even do the white coat? It's a person that's going to drill holes in your face.
At best, it's mildly awkward, isn't it?
Yeah.
Although, look, I'm looking at the expression on Magic Mike's face. You're not going to... Are you going to agree with that?
No, God, no.
Right, no. Okay, right, you've got one of them coming up, don't you?
Yeah, Tuesday. I won't be here on Tuesday.
What do you do? Are you getting your face removed?
I'm getting my first ever tooth extraction, yeah.
Your first ever?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a moment, yeah. It's coming out, so, yeah. Good crack.
Mike's secretly delighted because he's thinking he's getting money off the tooth fairy now.
Yeah. And the older you get, no, he's thinking, yeah.
Yeah, he's thinking, oh, I'm on for a new car.
Should be out for a couple of grand here. Yeah. You know, held out.
He thinks it's like an insurance
compound
claim.
Interest.
Like an insurance
that if he hasn't
claim.
Had a tooth out. Yeah.
Right, so that's an interesting one. Let's find out if there's anybody shares that opinion that they actually enjoy a trip to the dentist. And here's one,
that's
right?
That's not possible. There's no way.
Here's one. Somebody has texted in. I wish I could find this person's name. It was a lady who texted in to say that she absolutely hates Game of Thrones.
No. No.
Oh, there it is. Look at that. Game of Thrones is rubbish.
No, you
Sarah
haven't watched it.
Sarah from Swords.
No, you haven't watched it. You can't. No.
I mean, Game of the Thrones to me is some of the best telly I've ever seen.
It's great,
yeah. It's up there, yeah. It's definitely up there as one of the best ever made.
Yeah. But Sarah from Swords thinks that it's absolute rubbish.
Sarah, go back to it, for God's sake. You're denying yourself such a great pleasure, such a televisual experience.
Yeah.
Jeepers, I don't know. It's an awful lot better than going to the dentist, I'll tell you that much.
Well, look at that. Somebody's texting the same morning, guys. I'm a dental nurse and no one ever likes coming to see us.
Well, there you go. You see, I know nothing against you, Mrs. Dental Nurse.
Yeah.
But I hate going to the dentist.
So Daryl might actually have a genuine unpopular opinion. He actually enjoys his trip to the dentist.
I just don't even understand that.
Mick was on as well.
They drill holes in your face. They scrape your teeth. They make your gums bleed. Then they give you that weird stuff that you have to rinse around your mouth.
Well,
and
no, you might be
out,
just going for a checkup.
All over yourself.
You might be just going for a checkup, PJ, or a clean.
Yeah. So where's that end? When have you had a clean and it's a nice experience? Anyway, your jaw's cranked up for so much you get sore in your face, and then they give you that weird injection that you can't feel your bottom half of your body for like a week. You're pouring soup all over yourself.
At best, it's awkward. Generally, mildly unpleasant.
Oh, my God. And there's a couple of people say they enjoy going to the dentist. No. Ah, that's masochist stuff, that is. That's like,
yeah, somebody else who says that. Glenn, who's also in Clare, actually.
Ah, they're the same type of people that like to be whipped.
Enjoys going to the dentist.
Unbelievable.
Glenn is also of the opinion that Angelina Jolie is a minger.
Well, Glenn, you're obviously out of your mind. You know, what sort of a broken human likes the dentist and doesn't like Angelina Jolie? This is just people saying things to get a reaction now at this stage, surely.
Adam in Kildare enjoys going to the dentist. Apparently the reason Daryl from Daryl is in Kildare himself as well, so maybe it's a Kildare thing.
Maybe there's just one extremely good dentist in Kildare.
You get to lie back and relax and have your mouth washed. What sort of...
See, this is the thing, lads.
It's such a weird...
PJ, I know what you're thinking. You're like me, we go to the dentist to put fires out. Other people actually go to the dentist to maintain their teeth. We go
proactive.
When something's wrong.
Proactive.
That's what I have a toothbrush for. And even that's not the best crack in the world, to be honest with you.
And look at this. Somebody, Michelle's been on, I agree with Sarah, Game of Thrones is the biggest load of cack.
What?
Unbelievable.
I'm not having it.
We're unearthing so it just goes to show, no matter what it is you think you're a lone voice about, even if it's something ridiculous, like the idea that Game of Thrones isn't some of the best television ever made. Always somebody else out there.
Yeah, PJ, I think it's high time you did your impression now from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
What's that one again?
You know nothing, Jon Snow.
Oh, yeah. You know nothing, Jon Snow. Yeah, I forgot
about
that.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's a little sneak preview of the new series of Game of Thrones starring Scary Spice.
Well, I tell you.
You know nothing, Jimmy Cape.
You know nothing, Jimmy Cape. Magic Mac. You don't know a Game of Thrones like I do.
Spice Girls and Stop here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. That's the tune you were listening for to try and win the tickets. We'll announce a qualifier in a little while, but still time to get involved. When you heard the Spice Girls tune, of course, you had to text the word Spicer or WhatsApp it to 087-188-0008 with your own name and details, and then you're in with a chance of winning these tickets. They only go on sale this Friday at 9 a.m, and it's for the extra date on the 24th of March at Croke Park, which, Mel, you must be looking forward to playing.
I can't wait. It's going to be the best show ever. Text now. It's going to be, it's such a good gig. It's going to be whopper. Totally whopper.
Yeah. That's amazing. Amazing.
I'll tell you something. Ever since me and that Jerry had a friendship, it's been an amazing band.
Oh, yeah. So the Spice Girls will announce the qualifier for today fairly shortly, okay?
You get backstage passes, but they don't work.
But in the meantime, speaking of, well, I was going to say former pop stars, but they're still very much pop stars.
Yeah, they are what they are again, yeah.
Yeah, but former pop stars are kind of back in the news, courtesy of Gary Barlow.
Gary Barlow's back in the news, but he's back in the news because he's actually such a good-looking man. Let's be quite honest
about
it.
He's grown into his head very well, hasn't he?
He really has, man. He's 48 now. 48, and you look at him and he looks, I mean, yeah. If you had to take one for the team, you know, you'd be going with Gary.
Oh my God.
He looks very good.
Where did that come from?
I'm just saying, if you were told you had to have a boyfriend, I'd be going for Gary. I would. I'd be going for Gary. Gary is a very good looking man. He got the salt and pepper and the beard and hair.
When you consider like that in the early days, he was the kind of one that was, he was not frowned upon, but...
Well, they used to call him fat.
Well,
the
that
fat
was
one.
It. That he was the fat one from Take That.
I have no memory of that.
I know. Was it Robbie Williams? No, it was him.
They used to call him the fat lad, yeah. So he's not known as the fat lad anymore. Now he's known as Sexy Barlow, I suppose. Well, that's my own name. This is getting old. This is getting much more intimate than I imagined.
I have to say, it's getting a little bit weird for Mike and myself as well.
Yeah, this wasn't where I thought it was going to go. Anyway, needless to say, I'll say it once more and leave it at that. He's now a very good looking man. He's 48 years old and he's running his own fat club. So this is the thing. He said he's got he's got his own private clinic and he's got mates of his that he was on the road with and lads he knew through showbiz. Now they're his patients. They're coming to him and they're saying, Gary, what do I do? I'm in my 40s and I'm a mess. I do think it's a little bad to paint being in your 40s as being a mess. If you don't mind me, I'm just going to stick that one in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Me being in my 40s, I wouldn't describe myself as exactly...
in a mess.
A treat or anything, but a mess is a little bit harsh, you know?
Would these be famous names or just like mates?
No, they'd be famous names, people through the business and all of that, yeah.
Does it mention any names?
He doesn't, no. Aww. No, he's much more professional than
so
that.
So it's kind of like a... what's the name of that famous clinic that they all used to go to get treated?
Betty Ford, wasn't
it? Yeah, it's kind of like a Betty Ford for fat.
Yeah, it is, stars. Yeah. It's the sort of Flabby Ford clinic, yeah.
The Flabby Ford clinic,
so
I like it.
They're going in there and he says the first thing he does is he gives them a good advice. He says, talk to someone who's qualified. Which I assume they're in his clinic, because otherwise I can't see the point of it. And then he says the second thing
is... it's not him handing out the... fitness and dietitian stuff, is it?
I wouldn't have thought. No, he runs it. But they're coming to him first because they know he's the dude that's in charge, right?
Right.
He says the second bit of advice he gives is don't be thinking about all the things you can't eat. He says sit down and write a list of all the things you can eat and you should be eating more of. And he says, I do believe that when you sit down and write a list of things, then you'll probably feel full after eating all the things you're allowed to eat and then you won't want to eat the things that you shouldn't be eating. Grant... I know what you mean, Gary, but it's very hard.
Yeah,
you know,
it doesn't quite work that way.
When you go home and there's a box of oranges and a chocolate orange, it's very hard to, you know, head towards the vitamin C.
Yeah.
But he's saying most of us know what we should be eating more of. It's just that we don't really write it down. We don't think through it. Good advice, I suppose. But yeah, you want to see him. If your body is your CV when it comes to these things... I'm gushing on him again now. This is getting a bit embarrassing.
Exactly, again.
But he's,
I think everybody's a little bit uncomfortable with this, but, you know, but still. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, is the rippling abs on the...
So what happened? Do these people, do they check into this place or do they just pop back and forth, like?
I'm not sure. I think it's. Right. I don't think it's an inpatient thing, no. It's a club. It's like a club.
And is it recognised? Is it called kind of Gary Barlow's... Fat and Pasted Club or whatever it is.
I'll be honest with you, Jim. I could have read more about it.
Have you just been... Did you just decide to do this story based on the fact that you saw Gary Barlow and thought, wow, he looks good?
Yeah, I didn't think about it in those exact terms, but the more we examine it, that's what happened, yeah. Yeah, I guess that's what happened, yeah. I guess I looked at him and thought...
Yeah.
I initially thought that's what I want to look like when I'm 48 years old.
I assume.
And then I got carried away and I thought he looks very good when he's for being the age he is. And then I thought.
I assume that's what a lot of his celebrity clients kind of think as well. They obviously go, oh God, I wouldn't mind looking like that. And before they know it, they're sitting in his fat club.
All I'm saying is, there's two celebrities I'm aware of that have a fat club, right?
Yeah.
Gary Barlow and Dr. Phil.
Right.
And I know which one of those clubs I'm going to.
Wet, wet, wet. Wishing I was lucky here at Classic Hits at 20 past 8. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you need to get us. Just off the back of that Gary Barlow fat club story. Sue texts in to say... Sorry, not Sue. Cora. Cora Williamson and Cove texts in to say, don't worry, lads. I love a bit of blubber on a man.
Well, right. Well,
thanks for it. I hope that's not directed at us.
Well, blubber.
Well, that's a bit harsh, isn't it?
It's a bit harsh.
I mean, I know we're not exactly Adonis's, but...
We'd be busting our blubber in the gym every day of the week.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, oh, God. Oh, yeah. Love a bit of blubber on him, man. There's Mike. Should not have pick on him.
No, yeah.
Shocking.
That means Mike wouldn't get a look in, I suppose.
Anyway, should we give a Spice Girls winner?
Let's do it. Natalie Cummins, you are the qualifier, so you're going into the draw for those Spice Girls tickets. Or should I say...
Congratulations, you're in the draw for the tickets. Gonna be amazing.
Somebody texted in wanting to know, was that a Scary Spice or a Mick McCarthy impersonation?
There is a slight crossover. I think they're from the same part of the world. I think they might be.
Right, who was it? Natalie, was it?
Natalie Cummins, yeah. Well, so congratulations, Natalie. Keep your fingers crossed during the draw for those tickets.
Yeah, I assume we'll do that draw on Friday, Mike. Is that the plan? Yep, Friday. So a couple more days for you to get involved in it. We'll have another Spice Girls tune for you tomorrow at some stage on the programme. Give you another chance to get in to win. The New Radicals. You get what you give. Here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Breakfast table quiz on the way, as we said. Only 8 to beat at the moment. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you fancy a play. But the clock is ticking, ticking down to the clock ticking.
To the clock not ticking in the same way
direction.
Anymore.
Yeah.
Now, if that wasn't clear
enough. Is
this
going to be the last year that this happens?
No, it's not. No, because they're saying now it's looking like 2021 is when they're saying the old clock changing the hours back and forward will change, will stop, not
right.
Change. Obviously, that means that things would stay the same. So the seasonal clock changes set to be axed from 2021. It was revealed yesterday. The European Parliament... They've always, why does that music give me anxiety?
I was actually deliberately
it's like, yeah,
increasing
I was getting faster
the volume a bit.
The European Parliament have voted to scrap the changes and it is up to the member states to choose winter or summertime. Oh my God, the drama. Individual countries will have until next April to decide whether they want to stay on summertime or not. And
well
that is
done.
The way it is.
You made it in within the time. Look, you have 15 seconds to spare actually on that.
Well, what should
Look,
I do
it
now?
It starts getting all freaky now. It starts getting all, oh my God.
So what will we do?
That's very intense.
Boom.
It was only when he was playing it, I realised I was getting horrendous anxiety towards the end of that sentence. But that's the deal. So 2021, they're saying it should be when it gets axed if we can all decide whether it's going to be winter time or summertime.
Yeah. What are you in favour of?
Oh, stay in summertime.
Yeah.
Stay on summertime. Just leave it wrap itself around the place. As long as we get those like late night, bright, lovely days.
Yeah.
I'll pay for it in the winter.
I'm in favour of it. Yeah, exactly. I'll be with you. I'd rather
Definitely.
Have it in kind of like... It just makes you feel like when you actually have some... Well, for most of the people, when you have a bit of free time.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like having it, you know, bright when you're sitting in your job.
Who cares? Who cares? You know what I mean? You want to make the summer days as long as possible, I think, anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
So that's the deal, anyway. It's going to change 2021, if we can agree on it. People just don't see the reason for it anymore. Don't seem to want it. Now, here's the thing. I've been Googling like crazy since I read this earlier on, right?
Right.
About why does it happen? Who brought it in and what's the point of it in the first place, right? And there's a couple of different answers, and I don't know which is the real one.
Yeah.
So one of them is
because it used to be that the farmers always got blamed.
You see, this is it
the
now.
The school children got blamed.
You see, this is it too. So I found two main ones. You're right, on the farmers one, it seems to go a lot. Of people saying it was the farmers to get up earlier so they'd have more light in the morning or whatever it was.
Yeah, for milking cows and whatnot.
For milking the corn and whatever it is they do. So there's that. And then the other reason they say it happened apparently in World War One, Benjamin Franklin... He proposed... hold on, that can't be World War One. That's 1784 they're talking about. whatever. Well, there's a war thing, apparently. They said something to do with the war, right? Whatever war was going on.
Why that you're not a lecturer in college and stuff, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, apparently the idea here says, I'll be more specific then, seeing as though that warrants us, right? The idea was first suggested, it says, in an essay by Benjamin Franklin in 1784 and later proposed to British Parliament by Willie Willett in 1907. Now, it
whoever
didn't become standard
nobody
practice.
Nobody ever took Willie Willett seriously.
No one ever.
Because he walked Willie in and they went, the Right Honourable Willie Willett, and everybody went, would you get out of it?
You can imagine them all in Parliament. So, will it be going forward or back in the spring?
Willie or Willis? Yeah. Willis or not?
Will he change it back or will it go forward? Hey, what do you reckon, Willie? You can imagine.
Yeah, so he was never taken seriously.
So no one took Willie Willett seriously. But in the States then, as late as 1966, it became standard practice. That's what they say.
Right.
So I don't know what the actual answer is. Now, that's one story that I found. That's one of a couple of stories.
Who does it affect?
Well, all of us, doesn't it?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, is every country in the world affected by the change of the clocks?
No, there's not. No, there's like 70 participating countries.
Right.
I think that's it, yeah. Let me have a look there now. Yeah, there's like 70 participating countries. Some countries don't bother. Cuba doesn't bother anymore. Changing. China doesn't have any different time zones at all, which is ludicrous in itself.
It's huge.
It's so big, it's just the same time everywhere. So there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it gets bright at 3 in the morning or something, and it goes dark then, you know, at 2. Something like that. Who knows? So China, they just don't observe that sort of thing at all. So that's its own bizarre world. But in our bizarre world of 70 countries, we have to sort of, well, in Europe anyway, we can come to terms with. The US will do whatever they want to do. So they still can't use the metric system, for God's sake. You know, there's no talking to them, especially now.
Yeah.
So that's the crutch. So it's about trying to just come to an agreement. Nobody has any need for it. As I've just been made extremely clear, nobody seems to really know why it's there anyway.
Yeah.
So it's just about finding it and getting it. It's a pain. Let's be honest. It's such a pain. You get a little bit extra sunlight, grand, but it means you have to get up an hour earlier. And then you change it again. And then you get people who have kids and they get confused for like 2 years over it. You know, you can't get back to sleep. It wrecks your whole routine and rhythm. It's just a big annoyance. And then you have all the nonsense people who decide, no, but is that the time today? Or is that the real time? You know, all these lads.
The real time.
No, the real time is the time it is now. Well, is it now? It's a bit like currency changeover. You kind of need a week of, you know, being on two different clocks. No, it's crazy. You know, you have to get with it straight away. And then, do you trust your phone to change the time on its own like it tends to do now? I don't know what you're supposed to do.
Somebody's texted to say, I lived in Arizona for a time and they don't change the clocks back at all. They let everyone else around them do it instead.
Because they're right in the centre, or they're near enough to centre. They're right beside Texas. So apparently they have their own weird rule when it comes to it, yeah.
Bloomin' heck, man.
I know.
Who'd have thought the time would be that difficult?
It's weird. It is weird. So that means California is sometimes 1 hour ahead of Arizona and other times it's not.
That must be gas when you're driving in, if you have to cross the border.
No, it's more than, you know, it's an hour.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, one time you go and you're on time, another time you go,
I don't know,
and you're late,
and you have that same feeling. Like, well, hold on, is that the real time or is it the fake time? Because my clock, I don't know what to be setting it at, you know.
So what is it? So is it Saturday night it happens?
It's the 31st, right?
Oh, it's 31st, well then it's Sunday.
So it's Sunday. It's Mother's Day.
Is that going into Sunday?
Go.
Is it from Saturday into Sunday? It changes. PJ, is that the real time? Or is it?
I presume it's the midnight of the Sunday. Yeah, it will be the midnight of the Sunday, because God forbid we'd get up feeling fresh on the Monday morning.
Are you sure now?
I don't know, man. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I'm glad we were able to help. That's
Here's
all
the thing.
I can say.
You know I'm going to be here now at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock on Monday morning going, but this is the real time.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Trying to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Here we go. Day 3 of this week's Breakfast Table Quiz. Still only 8 to beat at the moment, and it's the chance for 4 of you to get away. We've got a couple of nights at the Sneem Hotel, located in the Ring of Kerry, where romance is part of the scenery. That's our prize this week. And what it involves is a stay in a 2-bedroom department that sleeps 4, So how you make up that four, whether it's a family do, friends do, whatever it is, that's entirely up to yourself. Two separate bedroom apartment. Sleeps four, dinner for four included on an evening of your choice. Afternoon tea for four as well. And of course, you can take in all the spectacular views of Kerry Mountains and Kenmare Bay. It's the natural choice as well. If you're planning a wedding this year, wedding venue in Kerry, the perfect setting for that special day that you'll never forget. The Sneem Hotel, that's where we're sending you.
All for you, of course. If you can get nine or more, or at least that'll put you in the lead for one day. So we'll try and do as good as we can here, I guess, this morning. Declan Connolly is in Galway and he's going to have a go. Hey, you, Declan.
How you doing? How are you?
Oh, not so bad, Declan. Jeeb, you're some echo in you there. Where are you?
I'm at home in Milltown in County Galway, getting ready to do the school run.
All right, Jeep, your house must be as big as a basketball arena, isn't it?
I wish.
So how are you on the way to do the school run? Who's with you, so?
Sinead, Michaela, Sarah Jane and Kate.
Oh, there's a team. Oh, my God, fantastic. Gang. It's an entire family effort.
He's got a whole basketball team and everything, yeah.
That's brilliant.
Absolutely.
Right, let's hope they help you out, Declan, because all we need are nine, but we'd prefer a lot more, actually, if you want to be in with a chance of really winning this. Nine or better, though, will put you top of the leaderboard, so you're good to go.
Absolutely.
Best of luck. Here we go.
Name the sweet liquid and flowers used to attract pollinating insects.
Honey.
It's nectar. How many standard champagne bottles are there in a Magnum?
Six.
Two. Which oil is produced from the fruit of an olive tree?
Aloe vera.
It's olive oil. What is the name of the United States Permanent Intelligence Agency?
CIA.
Yeah, the term matador is most closely associated with what sport?
Bull.
Yeah.
No bulls.
But oh, I'll give it to you. What is the name of the large yellow bird from the TV series Sesame Street?
Big Bird.
Yeah, which English Premiership football team has a cannon on its badge?
Pass.
Arsenal, which antibiotic was discovered by Alexander Fleming?
Pass.
Penicillin, in 1994, what country won the Football World Cup for the fourth time?
Pass.
In Brazil, in the Beano comic, what famous spiky-haired character first appeared in 1951?
Pass.
Dennis the Menace! It's Dennis the Menace! Oh, I think you knew a few of them and you just got stuck on them, did you?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. When you start getting the questions fired at you, you can get caught out. You really can.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a bit of a delay as well, didn't it?
Well, he is at the other end of a basketball arena.
Well, to be fair, yeah, I suppose. Yeah, it was bouncing around the satellites. Anyway, listen, Declan, fair play to you having a go and safe driving on the school trip and all that sort of stuff. And suffice to say, you didn't beat eight.
We'll have to try again sometime.
You'll absolutely have to try again. Declan. Try again anytime,
absolutely.
Declan.
Listen, take care of yourself.
Thanks a million.
No worries.
Take care.
Cheers, thank you, Declan. Take care. Bye-bye. Enjoy yourself.